The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, when the Gemara is darshaning the Pesukim in the Megillah, so we find the Gemara says that Ma'amar Mordechai Esther Oisa. Esther used to do the word of Mordechai. Amar Birmiya Shaisamar Adam Nidal Chacham. Esther would show damnida to the chacham. The halacha is that the isha who sees dam and the blood comes out of her, so the halacha is that she becomes a nida. However, not all dam that comes out of the isha makes her into a nida. It depends on the color, different types of dam. So therefore, the halacha is somebody who is not sure what color it is or whether it's tamei or not. So she has to show it to the chachamim, and the chacham will decide whether this is the right type of dam. If it is dam, either it's not. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that what would Esther do according to Mordechai's word, according to Mordechai's psak? Mordechai would paskin if this dam was dam lido or not. Zokti Gemara weiter, Tasha Hoysa ba'omna itoy, just like she used to do ba'omna itoy with Mordechai, what she used to do with Mordechai, Amar Rabba Bar Lima, Shahoysa imedis mechegush achashverosh, v'toyvelas v'yasheves mechegush o Mordechai. That even though she was together with Achashverosh, when she was finished, then she would be toivel, she would go to the mikvah, the Asher is the Chegesh of Mordechai. And then she would be together with Mordechai. Rashi says, what exactly is the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean that between Achashverosh and Mordechai she was toivel, she would go to the mikvah? Why would she need to go to the mikvah? So Rashi says, the Tayvelas, Lograshi, Machmas Nikius. Because of cleanliness, Shloitihe, Meusa, Letzadik, Mishrivosi, Shlachashverish. Mordechai, Tzadik, that the Shriva from Achashverish would be disgusting for him. So therefore, because of Nikius, to differentiate, to separate between Achashverish and Mordechai, therefore she went to the mikvah. Now, this Tviva, going to the mikvah, is not a halacha, it's Mishum Nikius. It's not because of any specific halacha. The Marsha over here is bothered. Why did Rashi say that she was the Tevelis Mishum Nikias? Chayra, we can say a much simpler pshat, which would appear to be a more obvious pshat. The Gemara before just said that Esther was Mara Damnid L'Chacham. She was showed Damnid L'Chacham. The halacha is that Isha is Aser. It's Aser to be together with her husband. She's Aser to be together with anybody. And she's a Nida. The halacha is that a Nida is Aser. B.S. Nida is the Issa Deraisa, it's Chayv Karis. So she would show her Dam Nida, so there's a difference then. Halacha is, once someone becomes a Nida, they're Tamei until they wait 7 days in the Tevel and the Mikvah. So why can't we learn the Pshat in the Gemara is that Shoyseimedes, Mechegush Achashverosh, then Tevelas, she would be a Nida. Now, Achashverosh is a guy. Achashverosh shouldn't care whether she is a Nida or whether she's not a Nida. As far as Achashverosh is concerned, it doesn't make a difference to him. So Esther wouldn't have to go to the mikvah and be toivel for Achashverosh. But after she was a medes, mechegush Achashverosh, she would go be toivel to make sure she's tohar from Tumas Nida. And then Yeshev is the chegush of Mordechai, because for chegush of Mordechai, Avado, she has to be tohar. And in fact, we do actually find Mefarshim who say this is pshat. The Sefer Moni Salevi is a pirush on Megillas Esther from Rav Shlomo Alkavitz. He actually brings down on this pasuk a pirush, an explanation from Rabbi Yehuda ibn Shoshan, that says this is actually the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is Shoyseimez vechegush achashverosh v'toyvelas because of dam nido. Then she'll be tor from nido, and then Yeshev is vechegush Mordechai because Mordechai was a valabi makvid not to mishamish with the nido. However, the Manus Halevi himself says that there's a big problem with this pshat. The halacha is that a nida is also labayla. Even though usually she's mutaris labayla, but she's also, a nida is also, it's also to be boil a nida. Now, the issue to be boil a nida is not limited to the husband. Anybody who is boil a nida is over the issue to be boil a nida. Even somebody's boyla pnuya, someone who's not married, if this a woman didn't, because she never went to the mikvah, she became a nida, and she never went to the mikvah, so she remains in the status of a nida, and she's still tame, and there's still an iser boyla nida until she actually goes to the mikvah. The question is like this. The question is, what's the halacha if a guy is boyla nida? So we know that a guy is not, doesn't have mitzvahs. A guy wouldn't have an iser to be boil neither. Now, guy, there are certain isuri arayis are one of the seven mitzvahs of Menayach that goyim have. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's specific arayis, the arayis that a guy is osir on our specific relatives. It doesn't say anywhere that a guy is osir to be a boil neither. So it's true that a guy wouldn't be muzer, and even after Hashverish, even if he would be muzer, he probably didn't keep the seven mitzvahs of Menayach. However, the problem is for Esther. What would be the halacha for the Isha herself? If the Isha knows that she's a nida and she was never toivel, is there a heter for her to be mishamish with the goy? Now, tamazoy, there's no heter for a goy. Obviously, for a goy to be boil, and even if she wouldn't be a nida, there would be an iser. But the question would be, if there would be a Adifus, would it be better for Esther to make sure that Achashverosh wouldn't be mishamish with her when she's in Nida, if it would be possible, and would it be better for her to be toivel to make sure she's not in Nida? So basically the question is like this. The question is there an Isser for a woman who is in Nida, if she is mishamish with a guy, aside for that Isser of a B.S. Goy, would she be over the Isser of B.S. Nida? And B.S. Nida is much stricter than the Isser of a B.S. Goy. B.S. Goy is not a Chiv Karis. B.S. Nida is a Chiv Karis. So just like every time that if you have even her husband, if it's Bayal Nida, so the husband is over the Isser, and she's also over the Isser. Any time there's the Isser for the Bayal, is the Isser for the woman as well. So over here, where there's no iser for the boil, because the boil is a guy, still would we say that there is an iser nida, or maybe not? Maybe the iser nida is only said together with a yid, not together with a guy. There is no iser nida, and in fact, this shiloh is unfortunately a contemporary issue. What's the halacha if somebody, or if you have somebody who is not from, if a woman is not from, is married to a guy? And now, for whatever reason, she decides, she becomes a Baal Shuva, she wants to do Teshuva, and now she wants to start keeping mitzvahs. So what should we tell this lady? Obviously, it would be better not to be married to the guy, but if we can't tell her not to be married to the guy, or let's say even better, let's say the guy wants to be Megayin, but he takes time to be a guy, he can't be Megayin in one day, there's a lot to learn, he needs Mila, he needs Tfila. What should we tell this lady? Should we tell this lady that she has to be Makbid on Taras HaMishpacha, and she has to go to the mikvah to be together with her husband who's a guy? Or maybe not. Maybe there is no mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah only applies to a yid. Does not apply to a guy. Says the Manas HaLevi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shoshan's pshat is making a very, very large assumption here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shoshan assumes that Esther did not have to be makbid at all on the Isser Nida when she was together with Achashverosh. And therefore he can read the Gemara that after she was together with Achashverosh, she could be Toivel. When she's Toivel, she's not going to be a Nida anymore. And then she says, because when it comes to Mordechai, she has to be Makbid on the Isser Nida. However, he would say clearly that she would not, even though she would have the ability, let's say, to be Toivel before Achashverosh, there would be no reason to do that. She'd only be Toivel afterwards. Says Rav Shlomo Alkevitz in the Manas HaLevi, no, that's not true. The halacha is, according to him, that even from a guy, she has to be nizer. So if the halacha, she has to be nizer, so that's why you have to say different pshat in the Gemara. We have to say like Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that the reason she was tevel is from the kiyas. Even though we know that she was makbid on danidu, like the Gemara clearly says, shoy samara danidu lechachamim, nevertheless, the halacha is that she does have to be makbid on her, from her husband. Like the halacha is actually, it's actually a big, not only is this machloikis how to understand the pshat in the Gemara and the pshat in the Megillah, it's also a major machloikis achroinim. The Minchas Chinuch mentions that Agad and Mitzalam and Hey, that of course for a nida to be mizan with a goy is Issachares. The brought down the tshuva from the Pnei Yeshua, which is the regular Pnei Yeshua on Shas, is Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. The tshuva, Shailos HaTshuva, Pnei Yeshua, says, no, it's not also. So this issue is already a major machloikis achroinim, would translate to a machloikis how to learn Pash Pshat in this Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.